to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Jesus, born to set thy people free from our fears and sins, release us. Let us find our rest in thee. Israel's strength and consolation, hope of all the earth thou art, dear desire of every nation, joy of every longing heart.
New city of Zion, let your heart sing for joy. See how humbly your King comes to save you. Your word is a lamp for my steps, a light for my path. I have sworn and have made up my mind to obey your decrees. Lord, I am deeply afflicted. By your word, give me life. Accept, Lord, the homage of my lips, and teach me your decrees. Though I carry my life in my hands, I remember your law. Though the wicked try to ensnare me, I do not stray from your precepts. Your will is my heritage forever, the joy of my heart. I set myself to carry out your will in fullness forever. Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Let your word, Father, be a lamp for our feet and a light to our path, so that we may understand what you wish to teach us and follow in the path your light marks out for us. New city of Zion, let your heart sing for joy. See how humbly your King comes to save you. Have courage, all of you, lost and fearful. Take heart and say, our God will come to save us. Alleluia. Preserve me, God, I take refuge in you. I say to the Lord, you are my God. My happiness lies in you alone. He has put into my heart a marvelous love for the faithful ones who dwell in his land. Those who choose other gods increase their sorrows. Never will I offer their offerings of blood. Never will I take their name upon my lips. O Lord, it is you who are my portion and cup. It is you yourself who are my prize. The lot marked out for me is my delight. Welcome indeed the heritage that falls to me. I will bless the Lord who gives me counsel, who even at night directs my heart. I keep the Lord ever in my sight. Since he is at my right hand, I shall stand firm. And So my heart rejoices, my soul is glad. Even my body shall rest in safety, for you will not leave my soul among the dead, nor let your beloved know decay. You will show me the path of life, the fullness of joy in your presence. At your right hand, happiness forevermore. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Lord Jesus, uphold those who hope in you, and give us your counsel, so that we may know the joy of your resurrection and deserve to be among the saints at your right hand. Have courage, all of you, lost and fearful. Take heart and say, our God will come to save us. Alleluia. The law was given to Moses, but grace and truth come through Jesus Christ. Though he was in the form of God, Jesus did not deem equality with God something to be grasped at. Rather, he emptied himself and took the form of a slave, being born in the likeness of men. He was known to be of human estate, and it was thus that he humbled himself, obediently accepting even death, death on a cross. Because of this, God highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name above every other name, so that at Jesus' name every knee must bend, in the heavens and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue proclaim to the glory of God the Father,
Jesus Christ is Lord.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. The law was given to Moses, but grace and truth come through Jesus Christ. May the God of peace make you perfect in holiness. May he preserve you whole and entire, spirit, soul, and body, irreproachable at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. He who calls us is trustworthy, therefore he will do it. Lord, show us your mercy and love. Lord, show us your mercy and love, and grant us your salvation, your mercy and love. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Lord, show us your mercy and love. Come to us, Lord, and may your presence be our peace. With hearts made perfect, we shall rejoice in your companionship forever. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. For he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever. Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Come to us, Lord, and may your presence be our peace. With hearts made perfect, we shall rejoice in your companionship forever. Jesus is Lord, born of the Virgin Mary. Let us pray to him with joyful hearts. Come, Lord Jesus, Son of God, you will come again as the true messenger of the covenant. Help the world to recognize and accept you. Come, Lord Jesus, born in your Father's heart, you became man in the womb of the Virgin Mary. Free us from the tyranny of change and decay. Come, Lord Jesus, in your life on earth, you came to die as a man. Save us from everlasting death. Come, Lord Jesus, when you come to judge, show us your loving mercy and forgive us our weaknesses. Come, Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus, by your death you have given hope to those who have died. Be merciful to those for whom we now pray. Come, Lord Jesus. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Let us pray. God of mercy and power, open our hearts and welcome. Remove the things that hinder us from receiving Christ with joy, so that we may share in his wisdom and become one with him when he comes in glory. For he lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, bring us to everlasting life. Amen.